Good morning again. I've been up here a lot. I've been liturgist and preacher today, so lucky you. Good morning. Our text about the Magi, or wise men, are found only in the Gospel of Matthew. And these 12 short verses about the wise men, or Magi, searching for and honoring Jesus, they have been studied tremendously. One scholar, William Danahar Jr., claims the number and the race of the Magi are unknown. The only real clue are the number of gifts. The truth is the message of wise men or Magi coming from afar tells the listener that Jesus and Jesus' message is for all people, even those who read stars and travel from afar. Even though these verses have been studied by many scholars, I'm wondering what this scripture means for us today. The wise men or Magi followed the star to pay homage to Jesus Christ. Before they went home, they had a vision or a dream that changed or rerouted their plans. They chose to listen to the dream or vision that they felt came from God to protect the baby Jesus, the Messiah. Sometimes we set plans, don't we? We have it all worked out, and then we get rerouted. Is anyone with me? All right, yes. Yeah.
Calculating. Continue 0.7 miles, then turn right onto I-40 East.
Recalculating. Words we sometimes dread. Some of us aren't good at recalculating or changing our plans as the Magi were. We just crumple up the map. Now, I'm talking about travel plans, but I also mean life plans. We seem to have so many ideas about how life will go, and then something happens to put a wrench in our plans. There is a Jewish proverb, "We plan and God laughs." Capital G, I don't know how I missed that one. God laughs. Life plans change. Well, for example, on December 23rd at 9:35 p.m., my computer died. Guess what I was doing on December 23rd at 9:35 p.m.? I was writing two sermons for December 24th. And then guess what happened? I started using my tablet more, and I started using the computer here at church more, and I recalculated. And then guess what? This morning when I tried to print it, my sermon, on my recalculated version of recalculating, it wouldn't print. So I recalculated once again. But life plans change sometimes when we get fired or we get a great job offer that's in another town, or we get laid off, or we have an epiphany about our true calling, or have a medical diagnosis. Sometimes, as a congregation, we need to recalculate and listen to the dreams. The Magi's plans were recalculated or rerouted, and they chose to change plans for a greater purpose. It seems they felt Herod was not going to pay homage, but use his power for hate and fear. Epiphany means revelation. The Magi's revelation and decision was greater than hate. It came out of love and compassion for the vulnerable baby and the Messiah. Sometimes our choices are bigger than hate, and we need to recalculate. Jesus told us we were to love God, love neighbor, and love ourselves. Sometimes we need to take a breath and recalculate how we could do this much better. A year or so ago, this congregation voted to be a support sanctuary church. And in September 2018, we asked folks how they would be willing to support the Interfaith Sanctuary Coalition. The coalition is currently working in Central New York to support migrants. And if you did not see the list of ways that you could support the Interfaith Sanctuary Coalition and you would like to help, please email me or email Nelson Price and we will get you in touch. Yesterday, I read an article on sojourners about the Magi and wise men. The article brought to light the way the Magi's defiance of Herod's instruction and hate, his instruction of hate, was another way in which the gospel is about loving one another, even when this means going against the power players. Our sanctuary coalition is choosing love over hate. So maybe when we hear the word recalculating, it is not always a bad thing. Sometimes we are recalculating toward the light of the star. Let's, every time we get lost or frustrated, we look for the bright light. The bright light, the star of Jesus' message of hope, of love, of compassion for all people. And stop making decisions on hate and fear. Let's continually recalculate as often as necessary toward love, toward Jesus. Amen.